The Bloomington-based Indiana Recovery Alliance is expressing serious concerns with Indiana Senate Bill 499. The bill, if passed, would allow individuals to be charged with possession of narcotics even if law enforcement finds no drugs on their person. If a person is either suffering symptoms of acute opioid overdose or if they receive an intervention drug to relieve an overdose, they could be charged with possession of a narcotic. The project coordinator for the Indiana Recovery Alliance, Chris Abert, says he believes Bill 499 would be a step back for the state of Indiana.
I think that House Bill 499 is a reversion into criminalizing people who use drugs, opposed to assisting people who use drugs and collaborating. So the idea that you could get a felony conviction only because you were resuscitated with naloxone, that be used as the standard is unfortunate.
Senate Bill 499 was introduced and authored by Senator Jeff Ratz, a Republican from Centerville. Ratz's district includes a portion of Dearborn County, which was profiled in the New York Times last year because of its unusually high incarceration rate. About one out of every 10 Dearborn County residents is in prison or jail or on probation. The Times attributed the phenomenon to, quote, a powerful prosecutor, hard-line judges, and a growing heroin epidemic, unquote. Although Abert expressed opposition to Senate Bill 499, he did say Indiana could make progress with House Bill 1438. That bill, authored by Representative Cindy Kirchhofer, would allow individual counties to approve their own needle exchange programs with limited state interference. Abert says this would be beneficial to communities around the state of Indiana.
The other law, which is going to make it easier for counties to start syringe exchanges, in many ways is a step in the right direction. Clears out some of the bureaucracy and gives more opportunity for home rule and for localities to decide, you know, what's best for their community. We'd like for it to go further.
While Abert thinks Bill 1438 is a good step, he says he thinks Indiana needs to go further. He says state legislators need to refocus on helping those with drug addictions rather than attempting to imprison them. Imprisoning people, Abert says, will only worsen the HIV and drug epidemic in the state.
We also, again, have 40 years of criminalizing people who use drugs that has led to us having the largest opiate epidemic in history, led to the largest HIV epidemic in the history of the country happening in Scott County.
Abert says he hopes Indiana might consider a Good Samaritan law in dealing with drug overdoses. Abert says people should not have to fear they could be arrested for helping another person.